6:17 a.m. Broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. All-star panelist Ben Cunningham in studio with us on the Newsmaker line. John Newman, who is a candidate for mayor of Madison County. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you running as a Republican in a primary? Are you independent, Democrat? What's your background? And what race are you? Are you in the primary race? Is there a caucus? What is going on in Madison County?
Well, I am running in the Republican primary and have two other competitors for Madison County mayor. And my background from the governmental standpoint is I was elected in 1990 as the first Republican and was elected in Madison County.
What were you elected as in 1990, John?
That was a county commissioner.
County commissioner. How many county commissioners are there in Madison County?
We have 25.
25. That? How does any? We have a similar case here in Williamson County, where I live, in the suburb south of Nashville. I think there's about 25. In a group that large, how do you ever get anything done?
Well, you got to play chess.
Chess and not checkers. That makes sense. Now, explain to our audience, because the some local elections, the parties have chosen to do caucuses, as was the case in Murray County. They held a caucus back in January to pick their nominee for county executive. In Madison County, you've chosen to do the primary. The primary is in May. Is that correct?
It's in May, and they start voting on Wednesday, but if I go back to 1990, I was picked in a caucus in 1990, and quite frankly, there was only three of us elected out of 25 Republicans and conservatives, and they raised taxes 2 years in a row. And so I became the chairman of the party, and we actually elected 13 in 1994 in a primary, and we've had primaries ever since.
Oh, okay, good. Now you're
kind of started that.
Yeah, you prefer in Madison County, you prefer the primary to the caucus. Tell us why you think a primary is better than a caucus.
Well, I think it's better because it allows more people to be involved with choosing the candidate. Mm-hmm. And ironically, I got picked by caucus because that's the way they did it in 1990. And now, years later, you know, you have people come up that may or may not have been involved with the party and that type thing. But it is the more open process, which I think is the best.
Tell us about yourself, John. You're from Madison County. And by the way, also tell everybody in our listening audience how big Madison County is. Where is it? Most people know that Jackson's the biggest city on it. But tell us more about Madison County itself, its size, some of the problems they face, and your background, John.
Okay. Madison County is about 100,000 people, and it's 2 hours from Nashville west and 1 hour east of Memphis. We are the largest county besides Memphis on the west side of Tennessee River. And we have a trade area, about 15 county trade area, that gets up to almost 1 million people that come in here to eat and do things like that. So we have a huge sales tax base. But my background I've spent 20 years as a part-time county commissioner. And during that time, I owned my own business and employed folks here and barbecue and meat and lunch, plate lunches and breakfast and that type of thing for many years. Then I was a banker for a vice president of a bank for several years. But during that time, I actually got the opportunity to work with U.S. Senator Fred Thompson as a field representative in all of West Tennessee. But after I was a commissioner and after I was a banker, I actually have been the last 12 years, I've been the county trustee for Madison County.
County trustee, okay. What exactly does the county trustee do?
Well, the evil part of it that people think of is we collect property taxes.
Is that evil, John? I think we have to pay. Everybody has to pay property taxes, right? Somebody's got to collect them.
Yeah, well, we make sure they're all collected, but more than that, we actually bookkeep for all the departments in the county. We're the banker for the county, and so all the money comes in the county, all the sales tax that comes in the city and county and all over, we ensure that money is put in the proper place.
Well, now, why is it that you want to run, change jobs, go from trustee to county mayor, and what is it unique about you that you can help address the issues facing Madison County?
Well, we've got a tremendous opportunity coming before us with the Blue Oval Cities being built just 45 miles away from us. We're going to have some tremendous growth in this area over the next 4 to 8, 10 years. And with my experience as a county commissioner, which I didn't just show up and vote, I was immersed myself into the budget, into the finance department, and sat on the financial management committee. And then as trustee, I continue to help with every project that comes into town that has bonds related to it or has incentives related to it. I'm still in the middle of all those type things. So it's I'm just prepared for the tremendous opportunity to make a difference in people's lives.
You talk about the Blue Oval City. That's where the state government is providing, I think, about $800 million to Ford Motor to build electric trucks in that new development.
Yeah, electric trucks and battery.
And batteries, well. Yeah. You think that's a good deal, right? I'm guessing you do.
Well, I think it's a good deal, but I do also believe that watching the other towns across Tennessee, particularly, that we have to take a measured approach on how we grow in Madison County, and we don't want to change the total personality of who we are, and we need to be selective about some of the spinoff businesses that we are fit for, and we've got a tremendous place to have industrial growth, but we want to make sure that our small business and our community is stays safe and stays in good shape as its growth comes.
John, go ahead. Here's Ben Cunningham with a question for you, John Newman.
John, when I'm somewhat familiar with Jackson and Madison County, I've had some property over there and managed it over the years. Been a while, but what is your property tax rate now? And when's the last time you increased the property tax rate over there?
Well, our tax rate right now is 235, and I will tell you that in 1990, again, they raised them 2 years in a row. After that, after we got conservative Republicans on the commission, we didn't raise taxes for 23 years.
Wow.
And there was about 5 years ago, I was not on the commission at the time, but the city revoked on a sales tax vote that the people voted for going into schools and took that money back. So the commission was forced to raise that tax. It went back. And by the way, I probably wouldn't have voted to raise that tax or other ways to do it. I'm a growth-type person, but the next year, reappraisal came through, and it went back down to 235. And then, in fact, we just are going to have reappraisal this year, and it will probably end up under $2 after this reappraisal.
John Newman, I have a candidate you're currently the trustee in Madison County, and you're running for mayor of Madison County in the Republican primary in May. I have a big question for you. Everything I've read, K-12 public schools in Madison County are among the worst in the state. I mean, it's Shelby County, Davidson County, Madison County. Everything you see, those three are absolutely at the bottom in terms of every reading score. What will you do as mayor to help fix that problem?
Well, the big thing is that you got to have the bully pulpit and insist on outcomes coming from our schools. We're on our, you know, in the way we change superintendents, you know, like some people change their clothes. And that we've got one now that I think's got some good ideas and all. But honestly, I've been dealing with the school system since we've got out a federal court order for busing back in the early 90s. Then we went through consolidation. And all that's been almost a disaster when it comes to results that we're having. We're spending more and more money there and not getting results. We have some pockets of really good stuff, but all the children are not being served the way we should serve. But I think we're going to have to look at some things like charter schools and others to help these folks get out of.
Charter, you know, the Hillsdale has charter schools called the Barney Charter Schools, and they're applying in three counties. Are they applying to have a charter school in Madison County?
Yes, they are. They have application in now.
And what do you think the likelihood of that being approved is?
Well, I understand. I've reviewed their application, and it looks good to me. Now, obviously, as soon as they apply, the folks that are at the school system now kind of immediately objected to it. But what there's field from talking to some of the folks involved with that is they think they might be turned down at first. And may have to take a second shot of it, but I'm hoping that they have a good chance of doing that because we do not need to stick our head in the sand and not look at ways to improve. Now we do, as a result of what you just said in the beginning, we have about five large private schools within our county, that are thriving these days.
This is the private schools that are thriving. John Newman, candidate for mayor of Madison County. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck in your race.
Thank you very much, and I enjoy the Star Report, and I read the Tennessee Star every day.
Well, because obviously you have a discerning judgment, John Newman. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
All right, we'll be back with the Tennessee Star Report after this.